Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
No. Tim? No.
To get back in this game when it after half an hour it looked like it was going away, how pleased were you with the team's kind of reaction?
Yeah, that reaction was top, obviously. Getting 2-0 down is not so cool. It was not that we were... First goal was, I would say, kind of unlucky. So Robbo slips, bam, they go inside, and then it's like two rebounds. We have to watch it back, but that's how I saw it in the first place. And in the end, Martinelli gets a foot on. Or I think it was Martinelli, because it could have been Robbo as well, get there. That's a 1-0. Yeah. The 2-0 happened in a situation which we shouldn't have had that often, like not the cross and the ball in, that the ball arrives there and we didn't have a challenge beforehand. So for that we needed a higher last line. It was a massive subject all the time, because I understand with the threat they are on the wings with Saka and Martinelli speed wise, that doesn't feel massively comfortable, but we have to do it anyway. And we, in the moment when we start getting more compact, then line higher, midfield closer, front three together, and in that moment it was not as easy anymore. So in a moment when we got that, we were better in the game. So in possession it was okay. It was like a lot of long balls, because we didn't maybe not move enough in decisive areas. It was a slightly different setup, which the boys had to adapt to get that. But long balls is not a problem. We can go for second balls, and we had a few good ones where we could made more of it. We had chances before we scored, so good moments, to be honest. Didn't use them, but then the goal was obviously the most helpful stuff in football, because then before halftime it's 2-1. I think everybody felt it. We can turn this game around, and that's what we actually did performance-wise. Result-wise, halfway. So the question I had in my mind when I walked in after the game was, how can we not win this game? But we didn't. So it's a point. And that's okay. And yeah, it's another step in the right direction, I would say. It's like the first time for a long time that we reacted really well on we didn't fall apart. And that could have happened with everything what happened this year already. So it's now okay, well, 1-0, 2-0, and the next chance is 3-0. It didn't happen. And because we look better. We look more ready in these moments to fight back. And that's what we did. In the second half, we should have turned the game completely around with the chances we had. And so at least the point is okay.
James?
Yeah, we've seen some brilliant performances from Liverpool in this season. It's not great. In your mind, do you know how and why they don't forward play like that, and how to make them play more like they did in the second half?
It'll be lack consistency and confidence. So that's these are the two things. And now I don't have confidence, because you don't have enough positive moments. And if you have them, you build don't build on them or you misunderstand them. That's in life like it is in football, exactly the same. So if you are not, so we have these ups and downs in games and over the season. So that's something we didn't have ever before since 6-7 years, but we have it this year. So, and that's something obviously where we are a situation where we're going through. It's not cool. It's not something we wanted, but we go through this and you don't have, I said it before again, you don't sort it overnight. That's what we learned this year. Obviously, of course, we had when we in a normal start of the season and you win, not perfect, but no, and then you win 7-0 against Bournemouth, 9-0 against Bournemouth. How can you not misunderstand that? It's not that the next game we were completely all over the place, but we were expecting to score from pretty much each situation. We didn't. So we didn't build on that with a 7-0 and against United, slightly similar, but we had the next game was Bournemouth. We could have, yes, we are 1-0 down, but we could have scored the equalizer. And I think it was a good moment to turn the game around, but we didn't. And then it was like we always try to catch up with ourselves pretty much. And there are so many things what happened this year, and so we can, there's explanations for each one. But for, in general, it's what I said. We, that's what we lack. And today, that's why it's so important. This is not something where we go now home and don't get our arms down. So it's just we did what we had to do. We helped creating an atmosphere in the stadium, and the people were outstanding, especially in the second half. It was fantastic. But it was because the way we played. And that's absolutely cool. And that's something we have to take. And we have now a long week, which is a big difference as well. And I like it, the fact that we have enough time to train, real time to train, real time to recover for a few boys and real time to train, bringing boys back. But Thiago, it's super important that he has a few training sessions on top of the few we had. Luis Dias will be back in full and normal team training and available for the game. So these things are really, really good news. And then we have to go again. This time Leeds, we could see a little bit before our game, because we saw when we left the hotel, it was 1-0 Leeds, and when we arrived here, it was 1-1. When I came back from the toilet, and it was 2-1, so and that's it. And so that will be a tough one, but we have no excuses. We have to make sure we are ready again and build on that today. I said after the Chelsea game, it was a step in the right direction. It was probably for a lot of people thinking, oh God, what is he talking about? But it was a step from different points of view, and today that was another step. So we were part of a spectacular football game because we were good for an hour. Okay, but conceding in the first half an hour, and then good. And yeah, we should have won the game, but we didn't. Against the team, that team in form, flying, they're tuning up. Anything can happen today, and it didn't because of us, and that's fine.
Tom?
Yeah, it was an incident.
I didn't see it, and I didn't. I had now obviously time to watch it. I didn't, just because I cannot give wrong answers. So I didn't see it. I heard the pictures speak for themselves, and I cannot say more. Didn't see a bit of it.
And can I ask about Mal? He looked absolutely dumbfounded when he missed the penalty.
I only saw the penalty now after the game. I thought a few people in the crowd reacted. So when you don't see the penalty, you react on what the people see. And a few people obviously thought the ball was in, but it was, he missed the goal. So that's why I had for a second the fist. And then I realized, oh, nobody's really celebrating. And then I realized the ball was not in. That's it.
I was going to say, we'll not carry on. Because
that's something we will talk about, but not here.
You've not had anything from the referee or the match officials then?
No. They don't come to us. If we want to have something, then we have to go to them.
Right.
And I didn't want anything.
There was another penalty right at the end when it looked like Mo was just dragged down. You didn't seem to get very loose at all.
It's actually really... I think there are some things where we could talk about, but they are not really helpful. And that's why I would prefer not to talk about. But we had our issues with some referees. Yeah.
Math, last question.
Jürgen, Trent's role early on especially was quite interesting.
Yeah, it's not the first time we did that before, but maybe not, it was not that obvious, but we did that before, that we put Trent inside, and today in build-up Trent played more inside, double six, so that's how it is. Also, he need to get used to it, obviously. It was not, I would say it's a big step to do that in a game against Arsenal. It opened up different opportunities for us, so if you watch it back, you will see that after we learned to use it, and Hendo was not wide, stayed inside, and we could really pass first pass down to Mo. Mo was kept the ball really well today, first half already, where we could go from there. So I thought he did well. For now, it was not the first time, but not for a while, and that's why I'm fine with how he executed it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.